Hi world, thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is the call. You know, growing up in school, there would come a time in the day where the teacher would begin to call students out to come up front and to present an answer, whether it was verbally or physically solving some type of math equation or scientific formula, whatever it may be. And there were some of us who sat in the back, who didn't raise our hand. As soon as the teacher asked for volunteers, we would turn our head. And although that calling was sometimes uncomfortable for people because we all learn different and present things differently, you know, it can make us nervous. And I believe when it comes to the call that all of us receive from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that sometimes we can feel that same way. Like Moses. When God called Moses, Moses was going about doing his daily duties. And because this bushes burned all the time, but this actual bush was not consumed by the fire, made him go forth and inquire and see what was going on. And there's what God spoke to him, giving him instructions to go forth and bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Although God constantly reassured Moses that he would be there and gave him a play-by-play of how he wanted him to go about and what he wanted him to stay, Moses was still fearful of the call. God brought in his brother Aaron. Moses was still fearful of the call, but eventually went forth and did it. And even in my life personally, there have been times where I have been asleep, in a good sleep, and I will hear a call. And I will automatically respond, huh? And I will look over and I will still see my husband sleep and snoring as well as my child. And sometimes I will ignore it. And it wasn't a fearful call, but it was a familiar call. It was a call of peace. And as I grew and would inquire the Lord about the call, I will understand that that was God, you know, telling me to get up. Telling me to get up because that was a word that God was giving to me. And I need to get up while it was still day. A lot of times we wait and we think that we have time to do this and do that. But when God calls you, be sure to answer. Stop trying to measure yourself to the next. Stop thinking that you're not call for this, a purpose for this, that you don't qualify is the word for this call. God is the qualifier. And although Moses doubted, God saw it in him. And that is why God called him to do so. And God is calling us. And this call, please calm down. This call is not every time you hear a call from God, it's for you. I'm going to be a preacher. We are all gifted to minister the word of God in the way that God has ordained us to do so, with many different gifts. I have a gift of speaking. My words minister and help people, whether it's on this podcast or in person. That has always been my gift. I know it. My family knows it, and my parents have spoken all of my life. It's not about what they projected on me, but what they saw being birthed out of me. So it wasn't shocking to me when someone said, hey, Quita, can you write a speech real quick? Can you do an introduction for this person? Can you write a welcome? Can you give a few words of encouragement for this occasion and that? It wasn't hard for me. It came naturally because it's something that God gifted me with. It was the call that God gave me. And God tells us in his word about how we are to use those gifts and how those gifts are going to minister to others and draw them to God. Let's look at 1 Peter 4:10-11. And this is the New Living Translation. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. So when you hear that call, that voice, that peaceful voice, answer. Seek God. Embrace your gift. Cosmetologists, I say all the time, they're counselors. Because anyone that sits in that chair not only goes to that person for a healthy hair, but also for a healthy mindset, a great peaceful environment, and to be ministered to. I bet every cosmetologist that works will confirm and say that anyone that sits in their chair tells them all their issues. Teachers, teach, minister through your teaching. Singers, minister through your singing. May every gift that God give you be one that you use to uplift the kingdom of God and bring heaven on earth. Answer the call. Stop trying to compare yourself to someone else and their gift because they are not you. God created us all individually. We are wonderfully made. We are unique. We are God's chosen people. We have accepted Jesus as our personal Savior. And with that, we all have a call on our lives. Be sure to answer and go forth and walk in your gift in the best possible way in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not the Last Time, be sure to select the subscribe button. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Eternal God, we thank you for the gift that you have put in us way before we made it to this side, Lord God. We thank you for the embracing of our gifts, Lord. We thank you for the love and the relationship that we have in you, Lord. We thank you that we will no longer measure ourselves according to the next, Lord God, but know that you are the qualifier and you have qualified us to go forth and do just what you called us to do. May we not miss our call, Lord, from you, God. May we not ignore the call, Lord. May we not be startled and afraid, but go forth receiving the call that you have on our life so that we can go forth in purpose, Lord God, fulfilling all that you have called us to do. And if there's anyone out there who does not know their gift, Lord God, may they seek you today, Lord God. May they seek you and receive understanding the gift that you have placed into their hearts and their mind. May they go forth and serve you according to your word, your will, and your way. We love you today, and may the gifts of God overflow and take over this world. Faith, love, Lord God, peace, and the word of God, go forth and live. And Lord, may we all walk by faith and not by sight, so your miraculous miracles may go forth and be performed. Because where there's faith and there's belief, there are the miracle signs and wonders of God. And we love you today. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.